My Best Friend Wrote a Book. By Alan S. Graham. A 91-second story. My Best Friend Wrote a Book. In 1971. He had been drafted into the Marines and spent 11 and a half months in Vietnam, almost all of it in combat operations. He vowed that he would make his hellish experiences meaningful by writing a book about them. However, work, children, and bouts with cancer stopped him. Finally, in early retirement, he decided to finally write it. Before he sat at his laptop screen to actually write, he took a university extension course on writing, purchased software to keep his writing organized, and reread 20 or so books about the war. For months, he declined our weekly golf outing so he could focus tightly on it. Finally, it was finished and he hired an editor to help him do the rewrite. With what he deemed a final version, he began to approach publishers. But, alas, none had interest in a war story from so long ago. He attended a very expensive writers' conference and paid the extra fees to meet personally with agents and publishers' representatives. Still no book offers. No luck. Finally, he decided to self-publish using the services Amazon provides. He told me that they were helpful, friendly, and knowledgeable. He did as they suggested. One afternoon last summer, he stopped by my house with his published book in hand. It had been a long slog, so we celebrated with beer and St. Louis-style ribs. A month later, during our now resumed golf outings, I asked him how the book sales were going. He told me that he had sold just 17 books. I had bought 4 of them. He said that he was making just 31 cents on each. A lousy ROI. A negative 5,600%. My friend was a finance guy and he uses abbreviations like ROI, return on investment. I asked him whether he would do it again. Hell no. I missed too many rounds of golf.